Since Russia invaded Ukraine more than 2 years ago, about 6.5 million Ukrainians have left the country, including hundreds of thousands who've come to the United States. One of them is 10-year-old Artem Fedorenko. Just days after the war began, he lost part of his arm in a Russian bombing that killed his father and brother. A Minnesota group that helps Ukrainians who've lost limbs brought Artem to America for a prosthetic arm. And today, he and his mother, Oksana, are rebuilding their lives in suburban Minneapolis. This story comes to us from Minnesota Public Radio News.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So this is our kitchen. We like it. Very nice. Table for our big family. Nice deck. And big yard.
My name is Oksana. I live Ukraine, Kyiv.
My name is Inna Karpenko.
Ми стали великою дружною сім'єю.
Yeah, we became big, friendly family. Yeah, we are.
Ми є одне одного, і це дуже добре.
We have each other, and it's wonderful. We are very grateful.
I have really good friends here, and everybody is so nice. I don't know why, but I draw like a rainbow. I like to draw that smile. My name is Nika, and I'm 8.
Artem, 9. Years. Almost 10.
He likes his class, teachers, food. That is his first...
Prosthetics.
Yeah.
Отак одівається.
О, my son. В мене дуже сильний хлопчик, сильніший, ніж я.
He's a good example for all of us. How he can enjoy life and do everything he wants even without his arm.
У сусідній будинок попав осколок, який півдорога.
Well, it happened on February 26.
Це місце, як ми вважали.
They were scared and they decided to run away from Kyiv to save their lives. They thought it would be safer. Well, that was a big mistake. Russian soldiers came into her ex-husband's cabin. He saw how he died. Yeah, and she's very grateful that his father put his son's life first, then his own. I will always feel this pain for him, because it's better that happened to me than to him, because I had normal life, and now he has like different life.
We started to work with Artem. He's quite a character. He's very active person.
Right now we have 1,500 people on our list that wants to get prosthetics. In Ukrainian, prosthesis means prosthetics, so we named it Prothes Foundation. Seeing people with lost limbs due to stupid war that should never happen. But when you put prosthetic on and person can start doing first steps, that makes my day.
Сейчас главное, чтобы микрофон не работал. Ладно, чем-то. Старый, потому что... Да, потому что...
Потом дороги, когда машина в тебя рынь.
What game would you like to play, Artem?
Heads up, 7-Up.
All right! Yes!
He's very confident, likes the spotlight, really does like the spotlight.
There will be some times when he's sharing and he might just go into the whole thing about how I miss my dad, and but if it weren't for him, I wouldn't be here right now.
Okay, Artem, favorite part of your day, tell us.
Gym and soccer. You play soccer?
Now you can do that, right?
Zip. Okay, fair.